I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Do you believe in a statement that what you believe in life becomes the truth? If you believe in a lie, the lie becomes your truth. Hi there, this is Shinkitan, your Pambansang Wealth Coach. Sa episode na ito, we are going to discuss Discover the Shocking Truth about Money Mindset That Can Make You Poor.
Hi, I'm Chinkitan, and you're listening to Chink Positive Podcast, where I aim to equip you to become wealthy and debt-free, teaching you on how to save, budget, get out of debt, and invest. Let's get into the episode.
Hi there again. Thank you very much for joining me in this podcast. And then in this podcast channel right now, I'm so thankful that you have pushed this to the top 10 already at Spotify and also at Apple Podcasts. Maraming salamat for our loyal followers and listeners. And if you haven't subscribed to this channel, please do so. So right now, we're going to discuss about unlocking your financial freedom through breaking of the wrong money mindset. So we're going to talk about all about financial education, the importance of financial education. So number one, okay, wrong mindset about financial education is this. Financial education is only for the wealthy. Pangmayaman lang yan. Alam mo, sa totoo lang, kung talaga pangmayaman lang talaga ang financial education, hindi na kailangan. Oo, hindi na kailangan ng mayayaman yan kasi nga, mayaman na sila. Ba't pa nila kailangan ng financial education? Honestly, ang financial education actually is really for the less privileged. Bakit po? Diba? Eh kasi nga, sa totoo lang, mahirap gawin ang isang bagay kapag di mo alam. Diba? Mahirap mag-swimming pag di mo alam. Kaya mahirap mag-drive pag di mo alam. Kaya nga, the reason why nahihirapan ka kumita ng pera at pagmadami ng pera dahil kulang ang iyong kaalaman at wala ka pang masyadong alam. The fact remains that everyone, regardless of their income, of their status in life, should learn how to do what? Number one, make money, handle money, save money, grow money, and protect their money. Importante po yan. Kahit anong financial background mo. Diba? Kasi kung wala kang pera, ibig sabihin, hirap ka, kulang ka sa kaalaman, kaya kailangan mo ng education. Number two, kung marami kang pera, the more that you should learn about financial education also in order for you to protect your hard-earned money. As a matter of fact, ito lang po sabihin ko pong katotohanan. It took you a lifetime to earn the money. It took you a lot of discipline to save the money. But it only takes you one bad decision to lose everything you have worked for. Agree? Kaya financial education is for everyone, not only for the rich. Number two, wrong mindset, yung tinatawag ng myth about money. Financial education is too complicated. Ang hirap maintindihan siya. Oo, eh grabe. Pang-expert lang yan. Hindi yan para sa mga common na tao. Again, ito lang sasabihin ko sa inyo. Mahirap lang naman talaga pag sa umpisa, pag hindi mo naunawaan. Pero pag naunawaan mo na siya, madali na lang siya. Diba? Lalo na with these times right now, because of technology, information over the internet, over YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, diba? There are a lot of resources already that are available. And then, just like these resources or this resource to help you simplify yung mga money concept. Ang importante lang po eh ito, tanungin kita, willing ka ba matuto? Kung hindi ka willing matuto, wala na tayong pag-uusapan. Diba? At hindi kita pipilitin. Pero para sa mga taong willing na matuto, with dedication, persistence, diba? Consistency, manunood ka ng mga videos na ganito, makikinig ka ng mga podcast na ganito, alam niyo mangyayari, sooner or later, you'll be able to understand and you'll be able to be more confident in handling your finances. Third, wrong mindset or myths about money is this. You need a finance degree to be financial literate. Yan na naman po tayo. Kailangan nakapagtapos ka, kailangan marunong ka na economics, kailangan marunong ka na accounting. Ay, hindi. Hindi mo kailangan yan. As a matter of fact, o totoo, at atin-atin lang to ha. May makakilala nga ako mga accountants at saka yung mga magagaling sa economics, hindi rin magaling sa pera eh. Hindi yun po, importante yan. Ang formal education can be beneficial. Pero it doesn't mean to say that it's a prerequisite for you to be financially literate. As a matter of fact, maraming kakilala mga matatagumpay na sa finances na hindi naman nakapagtapos. Walang formal degree. Diba? Natuto sila through self-education, through practical experience, tapos nanonood ng online courses, may mga coaches, may mga mentors, may mga workshop. So, hindi mo kailangan makagraduate. And yours truly is also a product. I never finished my formal schooling, but right now, I'm continually learning. Nag-aaral pa rin ako hanggang ngayon. So, mahalaga ba education? Of course! Kung hindi mahalaga, I don't think I will be at my place right now. Number four, wrong mindset about financial education is this. Ay, ayoko ng financial education. Hindi naman ba ako mag-i-invest? Tsaka na lang ako mag-aaral pag mag-i-invest na ako. Eh, again, mali na naman po yan. While investing is important in terms of growing your money, ano lang siya, isang one piece of the puzzle lang siya, ang investment. Ang importante, tanungin mo ang sarili mo. Marunong ka ba mag-manage ng pera? Marunong ka ba mag-manage ng pera? Marunong ka ba mag-ipon ng pera? Marunong ka ba about getting out of debt? Diba? Marunong ka ba, in other words, gumawa ng pera? Diba? So, in other words, ang investing is only one part. Kaya huwag mo sabihin, hindi ko pa naman kailangan yan. Hindi ko na kailangan financial education, hindi pa ako mag-i-invest. Are you learning so far? So, another thing that can really prevent you from becoming financially successful is the wrong mindset about financial education guarantees success and wealth. Alam mo, pag ikaw talagang educated ka na, ay, yayaman ka na. Again, ito lang ah, sasabihin ko po sa inyo. Marami rin po kakilala na nagsumma cum laude, magna cum laude, pero hindi rin successful sa buhay. Bakit po? Maganda siya sa umpisa, pero alam mo, ang magpapayaman po sa atin, pakinggan nyo ito mabuti. Sulat nyo to. Discipline, consistency, adaptability, resiliency. Ulitin ko, discipline, consistency, adaptability, and resiliency. Kahit na magaling ka, pag wala kang disiplina, hindi ka consistent, di ba, ningas kugon ka lang. Tapos, hindi ka nag-a-adapt sa change. Pag ikaw nasubukan, nag-fail ka lang, umaayaw ka, hindi ka resilient, hindi ka magiging successful. Kaya nga, huwag tayong magpabudol na sabihin mo, ay, graduate na ako eh. Meron namang sumak, ano eh, wala yan. Alam mo, maganda lang sa papel yan. Maganda sa papel in the sense na meron kang diploma, meron kang degree, pero alam mo, ang importante, it's not how much only you know, but it's how much you apply. Let's go to number six, mindset that can make you poor, na mali. Financial education is only for the adults. Saka ko na pag-aaralan yan pag ako ay tumanda na. Nako, again, maling-mali yung mindset na yan. As a matter of fact, ang financial education should start when you were young. I don't know if you will agree with this statement. How you were raised when you were young directly affects the way you view life today. How you were raised when you were young direct your money, mindset, and perspective today. Diba? Kung ikaw hindi ka tinulungan na magagandang habits nung ikaw ay bata pa, what will you develop? You will develop bad habits. Kung nung bata pa, ikaw pinabayaan ka, hindi ka tinulungan sa pera, so hindi mo alam kung paano mag-manage ng pera, pag kumita ka ng pera, waldas ang pera, to the point na ngungutang ka, yan ang magiging pag-uugali mo, paglaki mo. Pero right from the start, pag ikaw ay dinisiplina, just like me, nadisiplina kami, hindi kami pinahintulutan ng mangutang, nag-iipon muna kami bago kami gumastos. And in the process, ano po nangyari? Naging blessing po sa amin. Kaya financial education are not only for the adults, it should be for everyone. Kaya kung may mga anak kayo, kung may mga bata pa, kailangan turuan nyo na about financial education.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Natututo ba kayo sa episode natin na ito? If you're learning, please type learning in the chat box. Number 7, wrong mindset about financial education is this. Financial education is a one-time thing. Pag napag-aralan ko na, tapos na yan. Alam ko na yan eh. Alam mo, ito lang ha, atin-atin lang ha. Kung tunay mo alam, ang alam mo sa buhay, di ibig sabihin, dapat matagumpay ka na at mayaman ka na. Tinatamaan mo na yung financial goal mo. So if you are not yet hitting your financial target and goals, ako, ang parati kong perspective, ibig sabihin, kulang pa ang aking kaalaman at wala pa akong masyadong alam. Because for me, financial journey education is an ongoing journey that requires continuous learning and adaptation. Nagbabago po eh, yung, di ba, the only thing that is permanent in this world is change. Nagbabago din ang, syempre, economic conditions. Nagbabago din ang financial goals mo. Nagbabago rin ang personal circumstances mo over time. Kaya importante po na kailangan po, progressive po tayo. There's no such thing as destination when it comes to finances. It's always a process. Ito pa ang isang wrong mindset na kung bakit ayaw ng tao na mag-aral about financial education. Ayaw ko na, naku, makinig-kitching kitan. Ayaw ko ng mga financial education, madideprive lang ako. Kasi mawawala yung deserve ko to. Yun yung misconception na pag ikaw ay financially literate na, masyado ka ng kuripot, at the same time restricted na yung lifestyle mo. In truth, as a matter of fact, when you are financially educated, alam mo mangyayari niyan, you will make better informed choices that would align with your values and goals. Diba? Ang kagandahan po niyan, yun nga. As a matter of fact, hindi nga ako nadideprive ngayon eh. Diba? Dati nung nag-umpisa talaga ako, tiis-tiis talaga kasi walang pera eh. Pero ngayon, medyo nakaka-LL na tayo, nabibili na natin yung gusto natin, nakakain na yung gusto natin, nakakapagbakasyon na tayo saan na gusto natin. Nagigets nyo? It's all about realigning your priorities. It's not about depriving. Kung nga ikukumpara ko yung dati ko sa ngayon, hindi ako na-deprive. Sombra akong blessed and privileged. Why? Because I make better financial choices and decisions. Ito pa yung last. Eh, alam mo, Chinky, financial education, waste of time and money, hindi mo na need yan. Ba't pa ako magbabasa? Ba't pa ako mag-attend ng seminar? Oo, libre naman. Diba? Libre naman sa YouTube, libre naman sa Facebook. Oo, ito lang po sabihin ko po sa inyo. Ah. Pwede mo sabihin na hindi mo na kailangan yan at napakataas na ng presyo. It's, naku, financial education is too expensive. When you say financial education is too expensive, okay. Let me tell you the truth. Sa tanang buhay mo, in your span of life right now, if you have to ask yourself, mas malaki ba ang perang kinita mo or mas malaki pa ang perang nawala sa'yo because of the bad financial decisions and choices that you've made in the past? I would admit, personally, I've lost millions of pesos because of bad financial choices and decisions I made in the past. Kaya nga, na-realize ko talaga, people always complain about the high cost of education and learning. Allow me to reason with you about the high cost of ignorance. The reason why, again, people remain poor is not because of the lack of money and opportunity, it's the lack of knowledge and ideas. That's the reason why I want to convince you, no? Yung acquiring financial knowledge nowadays doesn't have to be much. Marami naman po mga free or low-cost na resources. Di ba? Books, online, workshops, di ba? That we can get. Pero ito lang, warning lang, ha? About free education. Maganda na may free education, pero, kailangan po, check natin kung sino ang source. Diba? Credible ba yung source? Credible ba yung nagtuturo? Ano ba yung experience niya? Ano ba yung track record niya? pwede ba siyang pagkatiwalaan? Marami pong ika nga nagtuturo po regarding that. Pero sa totoo lang, hindi naman talaga sila expert. Diba? In other words, that's the reason why it's crucial for us to seek guidance from individuals who have established credibility, proven track record for delivering results. Maghanap tayo ng mga taong pwede natin pagkatiwalaan. Kaya nga kung ikaw naghahanap ka parati libre, libre, libre lang, ano mong mangyayari niyan? Huwag kang magtaka kung ikaw ay maniniwala sa isang tao na talagang wala naman talaga pang experience, at the same time, expertise. In other words, I always remember my mentor said, Chinky, you always get what you pay for. Kung ikaw gusto mo libre, syempre, free information, wala, there's nothing extraordinary. But if you want to get real information, you have to pay for it. Grabe. Sana naman tong episode na ito ay naka-enlighten po sa inyo, specifically, our wrong money beliefs that makes us poor. If you can type in the comment section, what are the wrong money beliefs that you believe, that you realize in this session of ours. I hope this episode really helped you to open your minds. If you love this episode, please don't forget to like, share, and also subscribe. As I always say in my program, to every problem, there's always a solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Always check positive.
Hi guys, thank you for listening to this episode of the Chink Positive Podcast. This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. If you want to keep on growing and stay inspired, follow us on wherever you're listening to this podcast and share it with friends. Have a good day and always, chink positive!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.